morning, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of Packaging Perspectives, the podcast from Moot Group, your executive search firm to the packaging and print sectors. Now, this morning, I'm very pleased to welcome Edward Cozier. Good morning to you. Hello. How are you?
Good morning, Emma. Where in the world are you?
Today?
I'm wonderful. It's a great day today. And I'm here at my home in Bath, you know, in my remote office. Although work started a lot earlier this morning with lots of urgent calls and things to do, as is normal for a Monday.
Yeah, Monday morning. So yeah. A quick question for you about Bath, Edward. Do you have a favourite restaurant, favourite place to go and eat?
We probably have a few favourite restaurants. Like in summer, there's a lovely pub by the river, which is... A really nice place to go and just enjoy summer and the view around there.
Fabulous. Yeah.
There's also a lovely Thai restaurant, which is in a little place run by a really traditional Thai family, which is fabulous. And there are others around. Bath's very lucky because it's a very popular city and lots of people come here during summer.
Bath Crescent, right? That fantastic architectural.
Royal Crescent. And right now, if you come around, if you go to the Royal Crescent and around there, you'll see lots of people in Jane Austen era costumes everywhere. And we've got wonderful photos. I mean, literally every day you'll see dozens of people.
250th anniversary, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's a fabulous time. So it really has the mood of history about
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Fantastic. I haven't been for so many years, but it certainly left a mark on me, I have to say, an exciting, beautiful city. So, Edward, you're CEO, an award-winning CEO, shall we say, too, of Nextech. Can we rewind the clock back a little and tell me how it started?
So if I rewind the clock back a bit, it has to go to the mid-1990s, when I was a professor in a university in Australia, and I was a professor of polymer engineering, which is all about how you make plastics and you make plastic products. And we were training engineers to be super efficient at making products for the automotive industry, the packaging sector, the building areas, and so on. So we were doing all these amazing things with a lot of high technology. And of course, I could see in my lectures, I was telling the students how much we're making and so on. And I could see that we're doing very little with many of the materials that were used once and then thrown away off to landfill typically. Yeah. So I directed my research into recycling. And this had a fairly big impact because we did a number of things which were quite important. And we developed a machine at one point to sort and separate plastics one from the other. And we did this with a very simple vision system so that we could actually tell from the bottle shape which material was made from, because we had a library of shapes. This is my, you might call this the initial artificial intelligence. But that was in 1993. Anyway, but 2 years later, a company was actually using this machine. And they said, we actually need someone to design a whole recycling factory for us. So that meant I had to make a turning point in my career, leaving the university, going to work with this recycling company. And I was there for 7 years. And one of the last assignments I did there was they wanted me to go and design a plant for London because that was a project they were involved with. So I agreed to move to the UK, and that was meant to be a 2-year assignment. That happened in 2004, and I'm still here. So it was that, if you like, that challenge that I saw where nothing was happening, and I thought we could use our science as a better way of improving recycling. And so, indeed, that was the challenge that took me to United Kingdom, and we're still here working, not just here, but globally, really, on this challenge. And of course, it is now recognized as a global challenge. And we do have United Nations working on a treaty to try to avoid the worst impacts of plastics and how they're made, and we need to bring this under control. And of course, so I hope our research helps contribute towards that.
Absolutely. Of course it will. And fabulous that we have you here in UK, Edward. Thank you for
it's a pleasure.
A little piece of England that suits you both. Did you, in that journey so far, I mean, it is so far because there's, you know, a long way to go, I think. What was there a particular mentor, would you say? I mean, obviously that was very pivotal for you at that time, for somebody to suggest that. And thank goodness they did, you could say. Mm. But was there a particular person, do you think, that... Was it that person?
No, I think at that particular time, there wasn't, I really didn't have a mentor. I guess I was just steering my own pathway. But I did have a fairly important mentor when I went to the business world, because in the business world, it operates very differently to the way universities operate. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to do things very quickly. You don't mess around when you're in the business world. And there was a very inspiring owner of the business. It was a very large business, a man by the name of Richard Pratt, and he ran the business. And he was truly inspiring, and he mapped out how we should all operate. And he did his vision was that you could solve any problem if you had five people in the room. You'd solve it within 1 hour. And he said, if you hadn't solved it by that time, you've got the wrong people in the room.
Right.
And it showed me that, you know, you need to work in groups, you need the right people, you need the expertise, and you can tackle problems. And he had a few other important sayings that helped guide me along the way. So he was very inspiring. And he was, I guess, my business mentor that, if you like, encouraged me to move from, if you like, working for a company to setting up and running my own company.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course, because that, you know, there's a start for that for us all, isn't there?
There is, indeed.
It's a big step for many. So, it's still around, Richard Pratt? Or
Richard Pratt's passed away, but the company is very, 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 very much thriving in Australia and the United States. It's a big, it's probably the biggest recycler of paper in Australia and the US, or one of the biggest. Very big organization. Well, vertically integrated, so they collect and recycle and make new products. So very well integrated.
Interesting, because I feel there's a bit of a turn in that lots of these big, huge manufacturing companies that we have around the world have got to be moving towards recyclers and perhaps becoming recyclers themselves.
Well, this they actually started off as box makers, and then they realized that their source material was being thrown away, so they started to work out how to collect that source material. Right. And they collected it and built their first recycling factory, and it grew from there. And then everything that made sense was the next step. So they were very good at analyzing what they should do and where their profits were, and you know, how to incentivize people to work alongside them. So there are lots of good sayings. So one I'll pass on was he asked all the newcomers when we started work, you know, all the new managers, he says, when should you ask for a discount? And he says, the answer is every time, whether you're buying a spanner or a £1 million plant and equipment and so on, you ask for a discount every time. There's always room.
Yeah, don't ask, you don't get. That's it.
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah, I remember my mother saying that one. Were your parents involved in any of the sorts of things you do, Edward?
No.
No,
my parents were initially refugees from Poland who escaped the Second World War, or after the Second World War. They were displaced people, and they settled in Australia, and I was born there, so they had very simple beginnings, but they gave me what I think every parent, every child wants, which is, you know, love and an education.
Yeah.
And that was the best thing they could do.
Fabulous.
I can always remember my mother saying to me when I decided to leave the university and go to the recycling company, and she said to me, So tell me, you're leaving the university where you're a professor and you're going to go work with rubbish. Is that right?
Oh,
I
God,
said,
of
yes, that's
course.
right, Mum.
Yeah, I've
There
got
you
it.
are. She
I've
summed
got
it all
this.
up.
Yeah. Wow. Well, if you could, tell your younger self some things, Edward, would there be any sort of little nuggets there that you might share with the rest of us?
Well, yeah, if I go back, I think, and I look, what would I do differently and so on. I think you should have a plan, but you should also have your priorities as well. And it is a bit hard. And I think the lesson for me was that you really need to go where your heart tells you to go. And I had a great job in the university. I loved working there, but I saw this, if you like, big gap and big pressing need, and thinking, I need to be able to make a difference. I need to be able to shift what's happening in the world. I felt in the university I could only have a little ripple, but maybe I could have a bigger impact working for a big company that can make big steps.
Right.
So I had all the background, and I thought, that's what I wanted to do, to try to make a difference to the world, because indeed the world is now, we can see, it's in a very difficult place. And I don't think we appreciate how difficult it was when I went on this path, but we do appreciate it now, and it's a global issue. So I guess my message would be, set your goals and try to achieve them. And I think I've been very happy to do that. I'm very happy that we've done all these things,
Yeah.
but I'd like to see more happen as well. We need to accelerate what's been happening.
Yeah, but and everything we do, all of us, has an impact on that. So yeah, I've a good message for younger folks out there getting involved in packaging and getting involved in recycling. Last question really for you. If I was a fairy godmother, Edward, and could wave a magic wand for you for the future, where would you see yourself? Where would you see the company Nextech? We haven't talked very much about Nextech, the future plan, I suppose,
Okay,
in an ideal world.
so get your wand out, because I've got lots of wishes on this one.
Good.
So first of all, I'd love to see Nextech thriving and prosperous, with all of our team growing into their, newer roles, and tackling the topics we're on now in a bigger way. We've been very successful in doing what we've been doing. We've been acknowledged by prizes and so on, and
Yeah,
One of
definitely.
our one of my great memories was getting a gold medal. It was, in fact, the Prince Philip gold medal for creating a better world with plastics
Many
and tackling
congratulations.
that problem.
Yeah.
But looking at where we want to go, I'd love to see the big issues tackled by our team. And we've been actually very lucky to find great scientific solutions to some of these big problems. And what I'd
Yes.
like to see that is those solutions being put into big practice globally.
Right.
So one which we've just started is a process called CO2 clean, which is using supercritical CO2 to clean plastic film. Plastic films are the big
Wow.
challenge globally. So we can turn that from post-consumer into food grade. So I'd love to see that process globally being used, so that we can end up having a circular economy for plastic films.
Yeah, sure.
The other technology we've just got US FDA approval on is one called NextLoop, where we're recycling polypropylene. And so this, only last week we got the note letter from US FDA that we can use this recycled polypropylene in all applications with all food types. So it's a
Excellent.
great boost for us. But
Congratulations.
the other bit that is actually happening is we're actually moving to a new location, and it's going to be in Kent,
Oh, wow.
in East
Yippee.
Malling,
Oh,
so just
fantastic.
down the
Just down the
road
road.
from where you guys are. So
Oh,
that's a big thrill
fantastic.
for us. So
Yes.
we're all busy getting organised for that. So get your magic wand out and just make all those things happen much faster, and we'll be really thrilled.
Fantastic, Edward. Well, all we can do to share and support, we'd love to be involved in. So, I really appreciate your time today. I know you're busy. Where can people get in touch with you, Edward, through both Nextech and Nextech Loop?
Yes, just Nextech. We've got a website. We've got an info at Nextech email. So you can quickly drop us a line there, or you'll probably find my phone number. Or they can also reach you, and you can tell them how to get in
Yeah, of
touch.
course.
Yeah,
We'll pop that
more than happy to
in the
do that.
comments.
And of course, and I will mention from that wonderful evening where we gave the presentations, there have
Indeed.
been sort of inquiries and suggestions about how we can work together with different groups. So we're
Yes.
thrilled to have that opportunity.
Indeed. That was back in, I think it was June now, in with Bearsted Cairn and Maidstone
That's
Cairn,
right.
Climate
That's right.
Action Networks. Fantastic. That's brilliant, Edward. Thank you so much for your time today. Look forward to hearing when you're in down the road, and we'll get together, perhaps have a coffee. Be good
Yes,
to
indeed. Yes,
see you
indeed.
again.
We'll be there Thursday. All the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Take good care, Edward.
Goodbye. Thank
Bye-bye.
you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.